This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Murray, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David Ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh Ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh, and also as a Refuah Shleima to Imi Marasi Malka Bas Zisel. The pasuk says, "Uvnei Yisrael paru vayitzrutzu vayirbu vayatzmu b'me'od me'od," and the Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim multiplied at an exceptional rate. Vatimoli haaretz oisam, and Mitzrayim became full of Jews. Rashi says that this happened because they gave birth to Shisha Bekeres Echad, six babies at a time. The Znaim L'Torah writes that his father-in-law, Rabbi Eliezer Gordon, was once approached by a Maskil, an educated and sophisticated non-observant Jew. And the Maskil told him that he believed in what was written explicitly in Torah Shebichsav. But you can't expect an educated intellectual like me to believe the far-fetched, exaggerated Midrashim which Chazal say. So Rabbi Eliezer Gordon asked, "So which medrash is troubling you?" And the Maskil said, "For example, the medrash that says they gave birth in Mitzrayim to Shisha Bekeres Echad." You can't expect a smart guy like me to believe that they really gave birth to six babies at a time. Rabbi Eliezer Gordon told the Maskil, "Well, if you do believe in the written Torah, I will prove it to you from there with a mathematical cheshbon." In Sefer Bamidbar, the Yidden were counted, and their total number of males between the ages of 20 and 60 was 603,550. If you add the number of males under the age of 20 and the ones over the age of 60, we can double the number of 603,550 to 1,207,100. The Pasuk in Bamidbar also tells us that there were 22,273 Bechorim in Klal Yisrael, which means that there were 22,273 families. Every Bechor represents a family. If you divide the number of total Jews, 1,207,100, by the number of families, 22,273, you get 54 children per family. And although you may ask that the number of families should be doubled, because presumably half of the families had girls first, however, taking into account the females would also require you to double the total population, because 1,207,100 were only the males. So if you double the number of families by including the females, you must also double the total population, and the result and the ratio would remain the same. So now that we established that each family had 54 children, we know that it takes approximately 1 year to have a child, followed by 2 years of nursing this child, where the woman will not become pregnant. That means that each child requires 3 years, 1 year of pregnancy, 2 years of nursing. A woman normally has 27 to 30 childbearing years in her lifetime. And if each child takes 3 years, she will be able to give birth 9 to 10 times during her lifetime. Dividing the 54 children by the number of times she will give birth, roughly 9 times, yields 6 children per delivery. So Rabbi Eliezer Gordon turned to the Maskil and said, "So if you believe in the written Torah, then Shisha Bekeres Echad is very believable." The second Dvar Torah for this week is that when Basia, the daughter of Parai, found Moshe in the swamp of the Nile, Rashi tells us, "Hechazirose al mitzriyes harbe leinek veloyonak." She handed him to many Egyptian women to nurse, but he refused to nurse. L'fisha osid l'daber l'ashchina. This was because he was destined to speak to Hashem, and therefore he would not nurse from an Egyptian woman. The Shulchan Aruch Yoredeo Simen Pe Aleph Sif Zion rules that a Jewish baby is allowed to nurse from a non-Jew. But if a Jewish nursemaid is available, one should not allow the baby to nurse from a non-Jewish woman. The Vilna Gaon quotes the Rashba that the source for this halacha is Moshe Rabbeinu, who refused to nurse from Egyptian women. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky asks, "How can we derive practical halachas for our own children from the actions of Moshe Rabbeinu?" By Moshe, an explicit reason was given why he did not nurse from the Mitzrayis, and that is mipnei she'osid l'daber l'ashchina. How would this be applicable today to our children who are not destined to speak to Hashem? Says Rabbi Yaakov, "From here we see a critical lesson regarding how we must view educating and raising our children. We must not view our children as average, typical children with no connection to the high level of Moshe Rabbeinu. Rather, every parent has to view his child that he has potential to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. he has the potential to be the Pesha Osid Lidaber El Ashchina, and therefore he too should not nurse from a mistress, so that we pave the way for him too, possibly, to be in the future the Pesha Osid Lidaber El Ashchina.